the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions. I'm your host, Mike Cross. Josh, predestination describes God's plan from the foundation of the world and means that God has ordained all things that comes to pass and can be found all throughout Scripture. So why is the topic of predestination so controversial?
You're right. Predestination is very controversial. It is a hot topic because not everybody believes it. Not everybody buys in, and that's okay. Seriously, it's okay to disagree. But why is there a disagreement? Why has it been a controversy? And it's not just now. It has been a controversy throughout church history, and there's a good reason behind that. And I'm going to give you three, maybe four reasons why it's so controversial. Number one, it's controversial because it's not easy. I admit that this doctrine is difficult. It's not something that comes easy. It causes a great deal of, I would say, perplexity when it's discussed and studied. It requires caution. It requires diligence. It even requires love when it's discussed among brothers. We've got to have a patience with each other when we talk about it, when we study it. Honestly, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the entirety of it. Maybe I never will. Maybe I'll never get the full understanding of it. I don't think anybody has ever figured it all out. They have this word understood completely because, again, it's a difficult doctrine. Historically, it's been difficult. You've had always a back and forth. There was Augustine versus Pelagius and Calvin versus Arminius and even Wesley versus Whitfield. And those two are my favorite, the Wesley and Whitfield. But these two sides always had legitimate arguments trying to figure this issue out, this word out, this doctrine out on two opposing sides of the matter. And like with Wesley and Whitfield, these two opposing sides, they still spoke well of each other. They were two brothers in Christ trying to figure this difficult doctrine out and doing it the best that they can. So they fell on two different sides of it. So that's the first reason that it's controversial, is because it's admittedly not an easy doctrine. The second reason it's controversial is because it's misunderstood. I don't think there's a lot of people that really understand what the word means, what the doctrine entails. It's not been taught. It's been overlooked. And when it has been taught, I think it's been taught wrong and even misrepresented by people to me worse than what it actually is. And as a result, most people don't have a good idea what it means. You wouldn't believe the things I've heard about this word. It's amazing. And not just the word, but the people that believe the word. There's so much misunderstanding and misrepresentation of what predestination means. I've heard stuff like this word means God doesn't love everyone, or that God chooses to save some and not others, and that man has no responsibility in the matter. I've heard it doesn't matter if you believe or not. I've heard that you can't tell who God chooses, predestines, and who He doesn't. I've heard that predestination makes people not evangelize, not pray. I've heard that predestination means that non-chosen babies will go to hell. I've heard that God decrees evil, causes evil. I mean, there's so many misunderstandings and misrepresentations about it out there that's one of the reasons there's so much controversy, because people really don't understand what it means. So there's a lot of good arguments against my view of predestination, and I've heard them, but unfortunately there's also a lot of misunderstanding. I think it'd be good to sit down with people in love and in patience, explain what it really means. And there's still maybe pushback on it, but at least there's a genuine understanding of the issue. Third, I think there's a controversy because predestination crushes pride. I had a hard time with it at first because it crushed my pride. And I think that's why most people have a hard time with it, because it's pride crushing. And that's even what Paul said in Romans 9. One of the first arguments that he has there is because we don't think it's fair, with our view of fair, not God's view of fair, but we don't think it's fair that God predestines and determines these things. It's just not fair. But Paul goes on to say in Romans 9, we really don't want fair. Fair is hell for all. Fair is nobody saved. The only one who could ever rightly say that's not fair was Jesus on the cross. So we don't like that God might not be fair to us in some way. We don't like that God might attack my freedom, and we love our freedom. We want choice. We want my voice. I want my vote. I want my say-so. I want to be the deciding factor. I want to be the one in the driver's seat of my life. And if we hear that God has the final say-so, we fight back against that. It's funny that this is mainly seen in America and in the Western countries, because we love our freedom. We want to, again, to determine our course and our destiny. We want control. But you see, in the Eastern countries, they don't fight back so much against this. Why? Because their lives are already fatalistic. Their whole life is determined for them. They really don't have a choice, so they don't fight back against this. Their marriage is determined before they're even born, so they don't fight back against this. It's a freedom thing. It's a pride-crushing thing. So people fight against it for that reason. It's controversial for that reason. And lastly, and this is probably the best one, I want you to hear this. I don't know that many people will say this, but it's controversial because there's another side to it. It's true. There's an honest-to-goodness opposite side of the argument. I believe those on the other side of the issue, those that have a different view of predestination than I do, they can make a good case. There's a reason there's been debates for centuries. They can quote verses. I'd be a fool to say that they don't have a side, that they don't know what they're talking about. There are solid Bible-believing Christians who believe opposite of what I do on this. And again, that's been the case for centuries. It's been the case throughout church history. There's a reason there's not been 100% agreement on this issue. This is not like the deity of Christ. It's blatant in your face. This is not like the Trinity or salvation by grace through faith. There are two sides to this. I see their viewpoint. I see why they say that. I hear the verses they're reading. I just don't believe it. I don't think that their viewpoint is biblically consistent. I don't think it's theologically consistent. But I can see that they have a side, that they have a viewpoint on this. So I think we need to approach it with love. Don't be mad about it. Don't try to win an argument, but approach it with patience. It takes time to understand and to process these issues. I think we should approach it with grace. I don't think we need to be grouches about it. We need to be gracious with it. I think we need to approach it with wisdom. It requires discretion. It's like when I'm teaching my kids things, I'm not going to give them the whole teaching right on the outset. We've got to be wise with how we handle it, how we deal with it. Not everybody's going to believe it, and that's okay. I believe that God is predestined who will believe in predestination.
Thanks for that. And again, that's Josh Tompkins, pastor of West End Baptist Church. We love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westendbsg.org and leave them there. And feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @West End Baptist Church.